Pray. Lord, our rock, help us to build our faith on you alone. Amen. As Jesus was approaching Jerusalem on the Sunday before Passover, crowds of people were coming out of the city to meet them. Did they do this because they believed that Jesus was the promised Savior? Did they do it because they were excited about the fact that only shortly before this he had raised Lazarus from the dead? Did they think that he was coming now to deliver them from the hand of the Romans? Well, who knows what was going on in the minds of each person on that Sunday. Regardless of their reasons, it was necessary that this event take place on this day and in this place. It was so necessary that when the Pharisees tried to get Jesus to silence the people, he said, "I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out." In my back patio, there is a stone, which once was a part of the church building in Austin, Minnesota. Ever since I got that stone, it has never uttered a word. Nary a sound. As I pass by it day after day, it remains as silent as a stone. Silent as a stone about says it. Our king could have picked few better examples than this one to emphasize the necessity of this loud and unmistakable celebration of the triumph of the king. If the people had not been shouting out his praises, God would have caused the cold, dead stones to cry out. Sound impossible? Well, if God could bring forth water from a stone, certainly this would not be too hard for him. But just what was it about the events of this day that made it so necessary? Well, this was the first day in the week that led up to Passover. It was a week which would end in the fiercest battle ever to be fought on the face of the earth. It would be a battle which would determine forever the future of the children of Israel and of us all. If this battle ended in victory for this king, it would mean eternal freedom from bondage for us. If it ended in defeat, it would mean eternal destruction for everybody. So on this day, the people's champion was entering into his capital city. He was coming for battle. He was coming to set them free, them and us. What event would be a greater reason for celebration? Hosanna to the Son of David. This is something like saying, God save the king. So they were calling upon God to give victory to the king of the Jews. How many actually realized what they were saying? I don't know. But it needed to be said. This message needed to be proclaimed. If the people didn't do it, the stones would do it. Jesus was coming to the city of God's people, the capital, his capital, the throne city of the King of the Jews, truly a time for celebration. He was coming to face an enemy, to face Satan and sin in this fearsome battle. Truly a time to hail the conquering hero and to pray for his success. So, if necessary, let the stones cry out. Jesus himself needed to hear this. He was in a state of humility. The battle that faced him would have crushed any of us. Even Jesus needed the support of his Father, which was demonstrated in the Garden of Gethsemane. He needed to be reminded before the battle that the victory was determined. So if necessary, let the stones declare it. Once this moment of celebration ended, he would begin to sink deeper and deeper into lowliness. There would be nothing in the outward circumstances which would signal victory. Everything would appear to indicate that he was going down in defeat. Attacked by the Jews, abandoned by his own disciples, arrested by the government, put on trial, abused, lied about, condemned to death, crucified, mocked and ridiculed, abandoned by God. It was only a matter of agony and shame, finally death. So throughout all of this, where would be the sign of the ultimate victory? Jesus needed Palm Sunday as assurance and for strength. Truly these events were necessary. So let the stones cry out. They were necessary for believers also. The believers of Jesus' day would likewise see his descent into the valley of humility. The events that they would be hearing and seeing at the end of this week would surely be a ultimate challenge to their faith. And as it was, Christ's closest companions abandoned him when things really got tough. We also need to see Jesus at this moment of triumphant celebration. We need to have this picture in our minds and hearts as we proceed into Holy Week. It's not so much that we need to be prepared for the horrors, although we need that too. Rather, it is important for us to know that the outcome of this battle was predetermined. After all, you notice the victory celebration takes place before the battle. Here we have his victory celebration on Palm Sunday. Before that moment that the enemy actually fell to our hero. Thus, in our battle with Satan, the world, and our own sinful nature, we can be assured that the final victory is determined. We are not waiting for the victory. We are only waiting to see the victory. So, if necessary, let the stones cry out. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. On Palm Sunday, Jesus looked at dead stones lying on the ground, declaring that if necessary, these would cry out. But Jesus has done something even greater than making those dead stones cry out. He has taken cold, dead hearts and changed them into living stones. and we are those stones, we can now and to the end proclaim the praises of our King. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest. And let us do just that with hymn 161, verse 3.